the Public News Service Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025 afternoon update. I'm Farah Siddiqui. Sean Diddy Combs has been acquitted of sex trafficking and racketeering, but convicted on two counts of transporting individuals for prostitution. He could be released on bond as sentencing awaits. In Idaho, the man accused of killing four college students has reportedly agreed to a plea deal that would take the death penalty off the table. Meanwhile, Paramount will pay $16 million to settle a lawsuit with President Donald Trump over a 2020 60 Minutes interview. And Elon Musk says if Trump's spending bill becomes law, he'll launch a new political party. And now, fair housing advocates in Massachusetts are praising the legislature's decision to end tenant-paid broker fees, Catherine Carley reports.
The charges are often the equivalent to a full month of rent, and when combined with other upfront costs, including a security deposit, a new apartment rental can easily reach $12,000 to $15,000. Carolyn Chu with Homes for All Massachusetts says that's a price nearly impossible for people working paycheck to paycheck to make.
We are encouraged by this, and we need to continue to work to stabilize tenants from high rent increases and the other challenges that tenants have in the rental market.
On Monday, state lawmakers passed a budget bill which includes legislation to shift the burden of fees onto whoever hired the broker, which is most often the landlord. If signed by Governor Maura Healey, the new rule would take effect August 1st.
Connecticut's child tax credit could have passed based on new budget projections. Our Edwin J. Vieira has more.
Estimates show $190 million more dollars in revenue not long after the state's biennial budget was approved. A proposed $600 refundable child tax credit could have helped Connecticut families, but instead state lawmakers approved a $250 increase in the earned income tax credit. Lisa Tepper Bates with the United Way of Connecticut says if the state's revenue is less volatile than the fiscal guardrails had shown, the money could fund necessary programs.
We should in fact have a comfort level that we'll continue to have some of that revenue available next year and the year after. If that revenue is actually stable, our policymakers should be able to decide how to use it, how to invest it in the people of Connecticut.
Backers pointed out other states have adopted state child tax credits to help families afford everyday essentials.
North Carolina faith leaders gathered at the entrance of North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis's office this week, asking him to continue speaking out against the big budget reconciliation bill. Tillis was one of only three Republican senators who joined Democrats in voting against the bill the Senate passed on Tuesday.
The bill also includes subsidies for the fossil fuel industry, which have directly harmed local communities, says Reverend Amy Brooks Paradise with the environmental group Green Faith.
Companies aren't required to reduce the toxicity enough to prevent harm to the lake, either to the animals in the lake or, if it's drinking water, for the people drinking the water.
Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
This is Public News Service. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told senators the central bank might have already cut interest rates this year, if not for the economic effects of recent tariff policies. As housing costs continue to squeeze Ohio families, Youngstown's mayor warns that out-of-state landlords are pushing many out of their homes, undermining children's health, education, and futures. Eviction filings remained above pre-pandemic levels this June, adding pressure to families already struggling with rising rents. Youngstown Mayor Jamel Tito Brown says institutional landlords are buying up homes and hiking rents, displacing families and forcing them into overcrowded living situations, or what he calls hidden homelessness.
Corporations coming in and buying multiple properties, they're raising the monthly rent three times as much. Now we're pushing those individuals what we call homeless, the homeless and unaccounted for. You know, where now I have to live with my parents or my relative because I can't afford the rent.
A new Indiana law starting this week allows school board candidates to list their political affiliation on the ballot. Joe Ullery reports.
Candidates may choose to register with a political party as independents or not disclose any affiliation. Those who don't select will have a blank space next to their name. Those opposed to the new law say it injects unnecessary politics into a role traditionally focused on education. Leslie Jacobs is on the school board for Fayette County School Corporation in Connersville.
In my 10 years, I couldn't tell you the political leanings of anybody on my board. Never comes up. Our discussions are purely about educational opportunities, picking a superintendent, looking at budget.
She warns requiring party labels might discourage qualified candidates from running. Supporters of the new law say it increases transparency.
While President Donald Trump's budget bill took another step forward Tuesday, it would end some tax credits
credits that one Kansas manufacturer says are vital to American competitiveness abroad. More from Zamone Perez.
Kurt Nikens runs a company that manufactures electric yard hostlers, chargers, and battery storage systems in Kansas City. He explains his industrial customers use the $40,000 tax credit to help purchase his all-electric yard hostlers for loading and unloading cargo. Senate Republicans voted to cut that tax credit by September. Nikens says EV manufacturers and renewable energy companies in general frequently compete with Chinese manufacturers, who are subsidized by their government.
If we don't support clean energy from materials to manufacturing to assembly, even clean energy products all the way up to vehicles in this bill, then we are really handing dominance to China for all of that.
Policies like the EV tax credits from President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act have been in the Trump administration's crosshairs. Republican lawmakers have argued that market competition should be the driving force on which vehicles, electric or gas, people drive.
This is Farah Siddiqui for Public News Service, a member and listener-supported, heard on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and you can find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.